y'all doing this morning?
Everything's good. Everything's good. They're going to have Rodney King's funeral next Friday. And the fiance is not invited to the funeral.
Not invited.
Yeah.
Not invited, huh?
Sort of like Bobby Brown.
Yeah, they hit him with it. At least Bobby Brown got put out, though. They let him come.
But the friends and family of Rodney King, they're not saying anything. They're waiting for the cause of death and the investigation to continue. But they definitely think that the fiance has something to do with Rodney King's death.
Well, why Rodney King got had invitations to his funeral, though? I mean, I know Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson, but Rodney King, you got to get an invite. That threw me off in the first place. I said, anybody can't walk up to see Rodney King. Anybody can't view, can't we all just get along? What is the problem? I said, man, ain't no Rodney King. They already probably about to have the fried chicken dinners to bury him. Now they inviting people. What the invitation gonna say? You are cordially invited to our homegoing service for our son.
RSVP.
RSVP for a seat for Rodney King. And they wrong for not inviting that lady. She killed Rodney King. Somebody been drinking and drugging Tom since they been 12. You can't accuse nobody of murdering them. He lived to be 47. That's a full life when you've been drinking and drugging since you've been 12. But what was he doing at the pool and what she was trying to tell him? I don't know what his ass was doing. I go through this all the time. When I heard him out there hollering and screaming, naked and drunk, I thought it was the same thing. I ain't think this was the curtain call. Or I would have let him in the house. I ain't feel like it at 5 o'clock in the morning. I said, I'm gonna let him stay out there. I didn't know when I looked out there he was gonna be at the bottom of the damn pool. How you gonna blame her? They wrong for doing her like that over Rodney King. Rest in peace, Rodney King. But your family, they don't know how to get along. That's where it started. Charity started at home. You should have been telling them that before you told us. Can't we all just get along? They can't get along. Man, they going to blame this lady. I said, these people terrible. You can't come. And I mean, who going to stop her? What, the ushers going to be bouncers now? What is the problem? The ushers ain't even going to be to face the roster with all these invites to funeral. They going to have to hit you with the offering plate. Like, she not invited. Never.
Okay. All right. John Travolta is being sued for libel as this whole gay claim resurfaces. John Travolta.
Okay, John Travolta. He gonna just, sometimes, Tom, you gotta give up the ghost. You just got, he be better served saying, okay, look, all right, the people that love me and know what I do, they okay. Kelly is okay with this. So I'm gonna go ahead and pay the money. Cause when one person say it, okay, it's a doubt. But when 400 people city to city say it, everybody not lying, John. It's already out. Let it go. It's okay. You'd have been in bathhouses and everything, and you keep on hollering, it wasn't me, it was you. Keep on requesting a male masseuse. What men you know request a man to rub them? That's B gonna have to legal end up like Jerry Sandusky with 500 years. He keep lying. He better go ahead and tell these people, okay, how much you want me to pay? Let it go. And go to one of the pride parades and have a good time. It's okay,
go
John.
To pride parade.
Everybody knew when he had them tight ass slacks on the Saturday Night Fever, something was a little shaky. Then he come back with a booty hugging leather suit. Come on, John, in Greece. You know, he fighting the wrong battle. You got to know the battles to fight in life, and this ain't it. Your wife, she okay with it. She ain't walking away from that. Gay or straight, you got too much money for her to leave. She be all right. She know how to turn the other cheek, but all that you doing,
whoa,
let it go.
Whoa, turning the other cheek to get
what
your
I'm
tickle.
Just saying, but that's what he on, Sim. You just spark out. That's what his problem is. And he won't admit it. He'd rather pay his whole fortune than admitting it. Go ahead on, damn.
Oh, my God.
I love John Travolta, but come on now. Wow. He going too far, dog.
Getting his ass.
Yeah, he like a little, you know, he like to do
okay,
his little
okay,
Rudy Tooth.
I think
you know
can,
what I'm saying? And it's nothing wrong with that. It's okay if that's what he like. His wife and his kid, they fine with it. He gonna have to stop lying because he gonna go broke lying.
Go to a gay pride parade.
Yeah, and have a good time. It's like, what is he doing?
All right.
Everybody already, they already said, oh, this is old news, John. What are you lying for? But John, he keep right on with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know what you gonna do?
All right, Dominique.
Okay, so Tom, this weekend I'm in Columbus this Saturday at the Palace Theater. And also on the show is Huggy Lowdown, Chris Paul, and Damon Williams.
All right.
Wow.